This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, we always start and end the show with little victories, and my little victory is I did it. I'm back.
What?
I'm back on TikTok.
Hey, I'm back on TikTok.
Did you see me, everybody? I'm back.
I'm not on TikTok.
That's fine. You don't have to be on TikTok, but I said I was going to start my recipes back up, and I did it. And they're on Instagram.
Boom.
And they're on Facebook.
Boom.
And they're back on TikTok.
Boom.
I did it. It's the buffalo chicken dip, which I feel is like the most
classic,
easy, classic recipe people know.
Yeah.
But it was a start. I'm getting my training. I'm kicking the training wheels off.
I love it. No, I did see it. I saw it on IG. You know I'm about that. Buffalo chicken dip.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't bring any. But.
It's okay. It's okay. I let it congeal and I'll take some on Monday.
Thank you. And yeah, that's my little victory. I'm back to making recipes on my social media and I'm feeling good about it.
Wepa.
I'm feeling good about it. What about you?
My little victory is that we got a game today.
Hey, go Bucks. Go Bucks.
It's
go
a rivalry Bucks. Game too.
Okay. I have tickets to the game and I have asked all of my Chicago friends and
none of them
could come or wanted to come.
Just like
so
a
I'm
Chicago
thinking about
fan.
Not even going. Mm-mm. I'm like, you know what? Forget you guys. I'll just go to the game on Sunday and be in good because I am going on Sunday.
Okay. So, I mean,
but
you got
maybe
options.
I'll be there tonight. Maybe.
Well, it'd be dope. You know, it's the celebration of Tweezy. So that's like a double entendre. It's the gentleman community leader who passed back in July.
I was going to say, people don't know who Tweezy is. Mm-hmm. He's a Milwaukee guy who got
Antoine
killed.
Antoine
yeah.
Hogans. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So it's the celebration. Family going to be there, people. So it's like a double entendre. And with the Bulls in town, you know what I'm saying? The city got to show
Bulls.
Up.
The Bulls. Go down, Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, go back down.
Man, forget all that bull.
I love it. Well, DZ's got a game tonight. I am going to be out at Verizon later today from noon to 2. Right near the zoo, Blue Mountain Highway 100.
Are you rapping right now?
Do I sound like
I'm
rapping?
It sounds like you did noon to 2 at the Verizon by the zoo.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Bars.
I knew I was a rapper underneath all of this.
Bars, Eminem. We see you.
It's going to be a great day. And it's Friday. Let's go. Question of the day is next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I do not want you calling in about butternays. Do you understand me?
If you're thinking about it, hang up right now.
Hang up if
right
you're
now.
Calling about butternays. Nope. Otherwise, welcome. It's Allie and DZ. Okay. I want to know where your hiding place is for the question of the day. And I'm not talking hide and seek. Because get this. Half of us, guess where we hide?
What do you mean hide?
Hide from people for peace and quiet.
Guess
where
you escape?
Guess where we all hide? half of people admit they hide in their car.
In the car?
I do it, man. I've done it. I mean, I don't have to, but I'll end up in the garage for a good 20 minutes after I get home sometimes, just unwinding. I'm like, dude, you need to get out of the car, Allie.
Get out the car.
Get out of the car. Like, enough. They said almost 3/4 of us enjoy car time.
I do enjoy some car time.
It's your chance to stay in your car for 5 minutes or more at the beginning or end of a trip. And just when you need a little peace and quiet away from everybody, whether it's your partner, your kids, your coworkers, I mean, whoever it is, you need to get away. So I want to know, where's your hiding spot? Half of us are hiding in our cars for peace and quiet. Where's yours?
See, if I'm in the car, normally I got somebody with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One of the boys, Aaron. So I do enjoy car time.
I love car time.
But I'm not saying I'm in the car by myself. Yesterday, I did sit in the whip for about 15, 20 minutes.
See?
Danny was in the car with me, though, our youngest.
Yeah, he's a baby.
You know? He's a baby. He's chilling, right? My hiding place, can I be real with you?
Yeah, I want to know.
Our laundry room.
The laundry room is another one of mine. Thank you. I forgot about the laundry room, dude. I go in the basement, and all of a sudden, I'll hear, Mom!
Yep.
And I'm like, in the basement. Because they're looking for me because I'm in the laundry room hiding. I've done that one. That's a really good one.
I've peeked up, looking up at the laundry chute and sees Danny or Sammy's little head.
Eyes
looking down. What you do? I'm like, man, I'm flipping the laundry, bro. I'll be up in a minute, man. I think that's one of Aaron's hiding spots too, my wife.
Yes, my kids absolutely look down the we have a laundry chute as well.
Yep.
And they'll look down and try to talk to me. And I'm like, just leave me alone.
Five minutes.
I'm hiding.
Whether I'm actually doing laundry or not.
Exactly. I'm in the laundry room. Oh, my gosh. All right. The phones are ringing. 414-533-1037. Screw it. Let's go to the phones. You know what? Let's go to 2 this morning and see what they have to say. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, Allie. It's Anna.
It's Anna in Milwaukee.
Hey, Anna.
We know you, Anna.
Theme song, Anna?
Yes.
Oh, let's get you right, girl.
You know Anna. She's been around for 100 years, and I mean that in the nicest way. Like me.
Respectful.
I mean, I remember when her kids were little, and now they're adults. That's how long she's been a listener. That's how much I love her. Anna, seriously.
Good morning.
Where's your hiding spot, girl?
Well, when my kids were little, I would be in the bathroom.
The
bathroom is a big one, man.
Yeah, unless they can unlock the door.
Now I go in the basement in the laundry room.
Now? It's evolved over the years.
You know what? You had me with bathroom, Anna. That is such a good one, man.
I wish the bathroom was a safe haven. It's not, bro.
Not when they're little. The amount of times they used to come in the bathroom, they don't do that anymore now.
Well, now it's nice.
No.
Now it's great when you have boys because they won't come in there for anything. So I can just hang out there. Anna. All right. Thanks for calling. We love you.
Can I talk to DG? I love you guys too.
You want to talk off the air? For sure.
Hold on.
Absolutely. Hold on 1 minute. Bella in Kenosha said, outside in the tiki room. We went to Bella in Kenosha's house.
Did.
She's got this amazing, like, screened-in porch, like, sunroom, and it's like a tiki room.
Decked out when her bro did it for her.
It reminds her of her brother who passed away. And so she said she goes out in her tiki room. She has a space.
That's lit. No, that's lit.
Sherry
a little hideaway.
Caldonia said, I'm definitely sitting in my car for a bit in the garage before I go in. Girl, yes.
And
I do
sometimes
it all the time.
If you got your phone in your hand, you will lose track of time.
And that's
where them 30 minutes go. And you're like, oh, snap, I got to get out the car for real.
I better get up.
Bro, they're thinking I'm doing random stuff in here. Nope.
And I've been on Facebook or playing Candy Crush for 20 minutes.
Come on, bro, for real, though.
All right, let me get out of here. All right, the question of the day is next. Where is your hiding place? Is it the car? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ, get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so the question of the day is, where is your hiding spot? Because it says that almost 3/4 of us hide in our car for our peace and quiet and our peace. Dude, it doesn't surprise me. I didn't think it was hiding.
I just felt like it was cooling for a second.
Well, your dad and moms know it's hiding. We're hiding. Like, we're definitely hiding.
I got the kids with me. I'm thinking about like everything.
You guys don't think about like when you go in the bathroom for 5 hours, you don't think of it as hiding. We do.
Yeah,
trust me.
Fair enough.
Let's go to the phones. We have Megan in Waukesha this morning for the question of the day. Hey, Megan.
What up?
Good morning, DZ and Al.
Hi.
How we doing?
Steve texted in and said his hiding place is the closet. The closest.
Oh, I was like, you hide in the closet?
Steve, be careful how you say that.
Come on now, baby. It's 25. We ain't mad at you, man.
My hiding place.
He comes out of the closet then, too.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. I'd come out. I'd hide in it. Why the hell not?
Leave Steve alone.
Stephanie and Jackson said the bathroom. What's your hiding spot when you need peace and quiet, Megan?
So mine is either the car or my bedroom because I can lock the doors and no one can bother me. And I don't have children that... screaming at me, going, "Mama," and then my husband going, "Honey, you need to come out of there."
And I'm like,
I don't want to.
The bedroom is good. If your door locks, the bedroom is good.
You have to come out. No.
No. No.
No, I'm not.
Make me.
That's actually really funny. Hannah in New Berlin said the bathroom too. She texted in, "No one can blame you for how long or short you're in there. Works every time."
Every time.
You
unless you're at work, then that's different. You on the clock.
All right, Megan. Well, thanks for calling. Love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
All right, 414-533-1037. That's the number you can call or text. And Natalie in Menominee Falls said again, "I guess I'd say the bathroom, especially at work."
So you don't care that you're on the clock.
They go in and hide in the bathroom.
Oh, you be out there 45 minutes in the loo at work.
I love to hide in my car for peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. And the bathroom is a close second. Mm-hmm. But my favorite is the laundry room. I cannot believe there's one room nobody said yet.
Which room?
Let's go to John in Mequon and see if he says it. And if not, I'm going to be like, why has no one brought up this space?
Let's see.
John, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
My secret admirer.
You the missing piece?
Yes, yes.
John, where do you hide for peace and quiet?
Pantry, because there's food.
The pantry.
You're a genius.
You know what I was going to say that nobody said? The garage. Where's all the garage people?
Well, you're in the car. I figured
concept. No, men go out and hide in the garage all the time, and they're not in the car. And hell, women do it sometimes.
The garage is fine, but it's only got a refrigerator filled with beer, so.
Got a fridge filled with beer
John,
in your garage.
That's why. And by the way, you have to have a walk-in pantry to do your little one. I don't have a walk-in. I just have a pantry. You open up, it's like a giant closet with shelves.
Otherwise, you're just hiding kitchen. You're just hiding in the kitchen in plain sight.
Big enough to where I got snacks and everything, but the advantage is there's actually a light in there. Some pantries just don't have a light.
You got an outlet and everything? Can you plug in, charge the phone,
getting turned
live your life?
On by the minute, John. Go on. You got an outlet and you got a light in your pantry? I mean, this is what turns women on after 30. I mean, this is it, my guy. What else? What other kind of features?
Just like DZ said, it's got an outlet and everything. So
he could survive an apocalypse in his pantry. You'd stop dirty talking to us, man.
Dude, so hot.
You getting some dudes turned on. John, hold on,
John,
man.
Enough.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so not sharing your location with somebody, it's a thing. And in fact, I don't want anybody seeing my location. I refuse to give it to most people, and finally I gave it to my kids.
Your kids got it?
They have it now.
Makes sense.
I didn't want them to have it, but now it actually annoys me because they'll call me and go, "Where are you?" And I'll go, "You have my location."
They don't remember.
I'm at Target. You know where I'm at.
Nah, they don't. You don't want them to know where you're at, bro, because then they're going to ask you for stuff even if they're not with you.
They call me all the time and ask where I'm at, and I'm like, I share my location with you. Stop asking me where I'm at. Like,
I remember
you're
doing that.
Driving me crazy.
I remember
right now.
Doing that though.
Oh, it's so annoying. Mommy. Anyway, what's the problem? It involves sharing your location.
Sharing
today.
Locations.
Yeah,
all right, listen.
Let's talk about it.
Says they want to be anonymous from South Milwaukee. Say, I need advice, Allie and DZ. My family keeps sending me a group life 360.
Oh yeah, she sent this in on social media. Mm-hmm. She needed help. That's right. Yeah.
I only got it once my oldest son started driving and going out with friends. Who was also driving.
So she got it to basically track her kid.
And in case of emergency, she says. So I just have my kids and my kids have me. I rarely look at it. But there's probably at least 10 family members in the group that want my location. Do I accept my family's Life 360 group invitation? Or just leave it for me and my kids.
Come on.
I'm a little weirded out with everyone being able to see where I'm at, where I go, and not that, or what does it say? And not that I do anything besides work.
I think it was a female that sent this. Yeah, she was like, I don't do anything besides work. Yeah. They all want my location, and I don't want to give it to them. And I read this, and I was like, this is so relatable, DZ. Like, I do not want to give my location when people want it. I give it to my kids, and that was a lot for me to give it to them.
Was it? I feel like that'd be a no-brainer, though.
Now that they're older.
Okay.
My sister, though, this is another reason I don't like giving people my location. I hope she's listening. My sister in California. She, like, tracks people too much. And I told her this. I'm like, You're like stalking people, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm watching them move, and I'm like, just get off the phone.
Don't do that.
She's like, I'm like, if like we are in the group chat and somebody goes, where's mom? She's like, she's at Target. I'm like, no, that was too much. Like, you should
How you know that
so yet.
Fast?
You should know that
You should
yet.
Have, let me look. Let me look. Not have that answer ready to she's, go.
And
snip,
I told
snap.
Her to stop doing that. She did it with her stepkids. I was yeah. like, stop tracking yeah. everybody 24 hours a day. Track them, because now it's a privacy thing. And now that's why I don't want to share my location, mm-hmm. because I see people like her who need to have, this is a control thing in our family. It makes you feel like you can see everybody.
You can see everybody, what they're doing, where they're at.
So you can see everybody moving, right? And you feel better now.
But it's almost like, fake control, because it's not like you can control what they're actually doing.
You can't, but you can see right? where they're at, and it makes you feel like you know something, yeah. right?
And that's partly separation anxiety, if we're being
oh,
honest. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
If you constantly want to know where everybody's always at, you know, I've had discussions mm-hmm. with people that have locations for so many people, it's because they think something irrational is going to happen mm-hmm. all the time. Or they want to be prepared, or they just want to be connected, mm-hmm. or they have separation anxiety and want to know where their people are at all times. Mm-hmm. I could care less.
I see that about you.
Me and my wife, we share each other's locations,
well,
right?
Yeah,
we know where
sure.
each other are for safety reasons.
A lot
right?
of couples won't, though.
And that
and
is
that
to
is
everybody
a weird thing to
each
to
your
me.
Own.
And you know why they won't.
My wife
up to no good.
Is the only person that has my location,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, for sure.
My wife, though, on the other hand, she shares locations with
her
five
family.
Friends. No, not
her
even
friends.
Not even all family. I think one or two sisters, maybe all of them, I don't know. And then the rest are homies. Mm. Sabrina, Courtney, you name
well,
it,
you
they
know
got
what Penny
locations.
Did? When Penny realized I stopped sharing my location, she took hers off. And I was like, you are so petty, dude. Like,
she
and
did?
She just follows everybody else. I'm like,
see,
I'm not sharing my location with
nah.
the whole family. I don't care. Call me if you want me, dude.
If you've got family members outside of your just kids, mm-hmm. though, that you see value in knowing where you are, that's where I'd say approve it. 10,
I agree.
10 is too many. 10, there's no reason 10 people need to know where I'm at
That's
all
what
times.
I'm saying. This girl that wrote in who wants to be anonymous from South Milwaukee, I feel her so hard. She's like, Mike, I do use Life 360 for my child, mm-hmm. but I'm not, her family's pressuring her
yeah.
to share their location. And she's like, I don't want to. I felt that so hard. I'm like, why does everybody
why?
Think they're entitled to have our location nowadays? It's, you know what I mean? And if it was a safety thing, that's great. But the fact that my sister took hers off as soon as I took mine
mm-hmm.
off shows, it's not a
it's
safety
not.
Thing. It's a watching people thing.
It's a watching people thing.
Or else she would have left hers
and
on so
weird.
I could see it.
I genuinely
and I
think
told her
that's
weird.
Weird.
I
so
told her that.
My advice here is pick the top 2 to 3 people that are in your life that you see value in knowing where you are out of those 10, and everybody else can just lose themselves. Go kick rocks.
Why does she
touch
have to
grass.
Share with anybody, though?
Because I could see it maybe your mother. If you've got a sibling, mm-hmm. if you've got a very close relative, aunt, uncle, something, where you're like, okay, I could be cool with them knowing where I'm at. Now, if you're saying
it's
all
weird, all the time is
all
weird,
10
man.
Of those people you don't want to know where your location
yeah.
is, then all 10 of those people don't really need to be in your life.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? I'd
I
say
don't know.
Pick
I'm not
the
up to no
ones.
Good, but I don't need people knowing my every move. Sometimes I
Same.
Just want to be alone, and I don't want people to know I'm at my house. Maybe I just want to be off the grid, man.
I want to be at Target bother free.
Thank you.
You feel me?
Thank you.
Now,
you know
when
what?
Aaron texts me and goes, I see you're at Target, bring me some. You know what I mean? That's different. That's different.
How do we feel about sharing location? Let's go to the phones and see what our listeners think. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey.
Saucy.
Sauce.
Do you share your location with people, Saucy?
No.
At all.
Well, a lot of people do nowadays. It's not a weird thing.
Not even
yeah.
your babies? You got kids?
What about your kids,
Teen
though?
Kids,
yeah.
too?
I have family members trying to trap me into sending them my location,
yep.
and it is a thing of control.
Some
you
people
need to
it
figure,
is.
Right. You need mm-hmm. to figure out, is your family toxic? If your family's toxic and is going to use where your location is against you, then definitely not.
Don't.
And not only that, it's none of their business.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, unless you have a health problem or you're, like, on your deathbed, I don't understand why your family thinks they're entitled to know your every location. You're not a child anymore.
Not a
We're
kid.
Adults.
Nope.
We can go.
Right.
We don't have
now,
to tell anyone where we are ever.
Is life,
except for work.
Is Life 360 a constant connection, or can you share it for,
constant.
You know, extended period of time? Because say, say we're together out at Summerfest.
Yeah.
And I'll go, hey, Allie, share your location
yeah.
with me so we can find each other. You know how on
I
iPhone
would.
You could share your location for a couple hours? hours till the end of the day
Chicago.
Or whatever?
I shared my location so that same she thing. Knew when I was going to arrive. I was driving to Chicago. I shared it for an hour so she could see me on the freeway arriving at her house, right?
I've done that with
but
family.
But for an hour, not forever.
You know, not indefinitely.
No,
exactly.
Hell no.
Exactly.
No.
Right. And Life 360, it's a constant track.
Constant.
It's not a, shut
so
it off.
So is the iPhone. Find my iPhone. I mean, that's the same thing.
When, if you
the
got way the,
I,
yeah.
I track my children with the same stuff. It's constant. Mm-hmm. I always know where they're
at. Yeah, but it's your phone and your children, and no offense or anything, but as an adult of a parent with children, that is a safety situation.
Yeah. It's different.
Do I let my children know where I am? Absolutely. If they want to track me, but they don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
They probably call you like mine. Less. And they go, where are you? And I go, look, you can see where I'm at right on the map, dude.
Yeah.
Right. They could care less.
Well, Jess and Tosa texted it and said, only my husband has my location. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think pick
a
the top people.
Partner's fine.
Your kids having it, great. Especially if you got grown, more adult kids. Your partner.
Saucy.
For sure.
DZ, what if your partner won't share your location? I think that's a red flag.
Fishy.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
I think it's a major red flag.
It's a little strange.
Julia in Milwaukee said, here it is, a constant sharing of location, but you can just toggle the setting in the app to turn off your location, and then they can't see it. Uh-oh. Yeah.
So I'd say go ahead, girl. Give it to a few people, and then shut up the crowd. Everybody else can just, you know, kumbaya by themselves and go kick rocks. Like I said, go sit down somewhere and touch some grass.
Julia in Milwaukee, same thing. She said, I agree with sharing it with the people. You guys are interesting.
Just
okay.
a couple. Just a couple. The ones that really need
weird.
It.
It's coming from the different one.
It's a little different. Karen from West Bend said, so many people have FOMO, fear of missing out, and so many people are way too nosy. No, we are. That's why we stare at people on social media all day. Mm-hmm. We're weird like that. Admit it. Yeah. I mean... Right.
I mean, would you share your location with these 10 family members
Hell
if you
no.
were in her shoes?
No.
You know, not all 10, but I might pick 2 to 3 and go, y'all, mom, bet. Saucy says, nope, nobody, don't
nope,
do it.
Nope.
Nobody. All right, well.
That's their business. I've been good without being tracked. I don't need to be starting to be tracked.
Well, Saucy,
now.
That's debatable if you've been good without being tracked, but goodbye. We'll talk to you later.
You know.
Love, Sauce. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Sid in Waukesha texted in. You can text or call right now, 414-533-1037. Sid said, I share my location with 2 people only because I'm a truck driver. Okay.
That makes sense. Drivers, I've seen it. UPS drivers, delivery drivers share locations with families. Sure.
We got this anonymous letter from a girl in South Milwaukee who wants to remain anonymous because her whole family listens, and she has 10 family members who are upset she won't share her location on Life 360. And so she wanted to know, what would DZ do? That is what we're talking about. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so we got an anonymous message from a girl in South Milwaukee on Facebook, and she wanted help because her whole family wants her to share her location. She's like, I share it with my teenage son. And I have his on Life 360, but my 10 other family members want me to share it, and I don't want to.
Why would I?
And so now they're upset about it. She's like, how do I deal with this? Paige texted in, said, hi, I'm 22. My parents still have my location for safety purposes. I don't live with them anymore, and if I were to get in a car accident or somehow get kidnapped. Okay. the odds of you getting kidnapped.
But the odds of getting in a car accident
are much higher.
Yeah.
They would be able to find me easier.
Sure.
So, yeah, I get it, you know, but I hate sharing my location with people other than my kids. It's just not a fan.
Aside
from
the people that need it, and honestly, there's not that many people that need it. Not 10, I'll tell you that.
DZ's solution was have like 3 of them have it.
Max.
But I say, I don't know why you got to have anybody have it. Let's go to Angie in Waukesha this morning on 5. Hi, Angie.
Morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you share your location with people?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. How many people? You sound like you share a lot.
I share with my partner, and then I share with like 4 of my friends for the fact that a lot of our friends are still on the online dating scene.
So
when they go on a date with somebody, they're like, this is where we're going. And that's really the only time any of us really look at each other's locations of the fact of like, all right,
girl,
like,
I'm out tonight.
Yeah, but let's say they get in the car and he takes her to Japan or wherever, right? You're still going to see her moving. And you're going to think she's fine because she's moving. You're not going to see him.
She's just on a plane.
It's fine.
As long as I see her location, everything's cool.
What are you going to do with that? You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to take her to like some private cave in the middle of nowhere on the location you're going to see and go, oh, she got kidnapped.
At least you got the last pin location if it happens. You never know.
You're not going to know, you weirdos.
I do appreciate, though, the camaraderie of going, hey, listen, just keep an eye on me throughout the night. I don't really have many other people to keep an eye on me. I don't want many other people to worry, because sometimes you are in the dating world.
For sure.
And you would rather your friends have your location than your family, because your family might be a little OC about
it. Well, and that's why you guys are always be public and, you know, the obvious. Don't go to someone's house like many people do for the first time. Things like that.
That part.
Yeah. Correct.
A lot of dumb stuff we do in dating, let me tell you.
So what's your advice, though? You sharing it with the friends and family that want your location then? Because it sounds like you're saying,
No, I think she should, as long as one person that she knows she like can trust, so her son or her kid has her location, then I think that's enough. As long as one person has their location for an emergency purpose, then I don't think there's a need for anyone else really to have it.
Yeah. Say her and her kid are together and something, knock on wood, happens. Wouldn't it be convenient if somebody outside of that tight inner circle has their location?
And that's why they have a medical ID on their phone. So when the EMT gets there, they can call the person who they need to call. How do you like that response?
As long as you're sharing your location with them, does it matter? Can you have an emergency contact without sharing your location?
They can get your medical the firefighters and police can get to your medical ID on your phone without doing anything. Without you.
Cool.
Because if you're unconscious, they need to be able to see that.
Oh, it's the side button.
But
that's
you have
right.
to put it in, and then they can get to it. So I made sure my medical ID is all updated because I'm alone, right? So, like, if my kids aren't there, they need to know who I am and what my story is, right?
I think an important PSA that if you're not sharing your location, that's important to do.
Yeah,
have
do
your medical
ID.
Especially because everybody has one on their phone
in
nowadays.
In their settings, for for sure. All right, Angie, Jinx, thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Bye.
All right, you want to go to a kid? Should we talk to Jennifer in Richfield? She's 12.
I mean, a kid might have some valid points.
Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Aw, do your parents track you? Do you have? You obviously have a phone. You're calling.
True.
My mom actually tried to, but I kind of convinced her not to, but she's still on the fact that she wants to track me.
Good.
Even though the only place I go to is school, come back on the bus, and then I stay here most of the time because it's really cold.
Well, Jennifer, then what's the problem with your mom seeing it if you're not doing anything naughty?
It doesn't matter where you're at.
But she said exactly.
You sound like a cheating man. Exactly.
You said exactly.
I don't go anywhere.
I don't need to see it.
I don't believe you. Prove it,
Jenny.
Then.
Where else are you going?
Wait,
are you skipping class at 12?
Where are you?
JK,
teasing.
We're not grilling you, girl.
No,
we believe you,
Jennifer. But
obviously, you sound like a good kid.
You should let your mom have your location.
Yes, I do agree.
And if not, she's going to take it anyway.
But tell her that you want her location too.
That's
an equal exchange, right? You want my location, mom? I think
my mom's
fair.
All over the place.
Well,
she's working. She's like she's gone.
Well, then now you know. Listen, you want my location? I only go to school and come home. I want your location so I know where you're at and safe too, mama.
Well, I'm going to check her location at school and say, hey, why are you at this store?
Why are you at Krispy Kreme, Mom?
Never mind. I don't know what I started by, Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer, goodbye. Thanks for calling. By the way, whoever texted in, the medical ID is only good if they can find you. Well, obviously. Like, if I'm missing...
at that point, we got bigger problems.
We got bigger problems, but if they come and I'm unconscious, they're going to be able to get in my phone, is what I'm saying.
Seriously, though.
I didn't mean... Of course. It's not, like... Yeah, I guess because we were talking about tracking location, maybe.
I think the point got missed where we made a little slight transition on there. Mm-hmm. We get where you're coming from, but no, if something happens and you're unconscious and you got your phone on you, you don't need to be sharing locations with anybody for them to be able to access your emergency contacts.
Absolutely. Somebody said, I don't understand why people are making light of sharing their location when human trafficking is real, especially
is.
In Milwaukee County and the surrounding areas.
It
I agree with you, but that does not mean, I have my kids. That doesn't mean I have to share my location.
I'm about to get real.
I'm not making light of this. I'm saying kids, adults, you're not entitled.
Since somebody brought up the child trafficking or just human trafficking period, because it's not just children.
It's
adults too. If you're sharing your location with somebody, people are not normally novice abductors. They're going to get rid of that phone first, and you're not going to know where anybody's at. Let me just put that aside and put that in a box and put that in your mind and you do
the
with that information.
The trafficker's not going to be like, bring your phone along.
Keep your cell phone so I can contact you. And give me your share your location with me too. No, that phone is the first thing that's gone. If anybody gets kidnapped, I hate
especially
to say,
if they're
but
gonna isolate them and abuse them. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
You don't want them to have the phone. So thank you, DZ. That's a solid point.
Okay.
April from Waukesha texted in and said, if I could microchip GPS my kids, I would.
People are doing it.
These are not dogs.
People are doing it.
Stop it. Amanda's in Racine. Last but not least, you lunatics. Talk about sharing your location and why we hate it. Hey. I'm kidding. Actually, I love it in a lot of ways, and I hate it in a lot of ways. You know what I mean?
It's useful, but then it can be annoying when people are like, what are you doing? Where are you at?
It's like, I don't want you to know. Get off my job, dude. None of your business. Maybe I just want to hide for 4 hours at wherever I hide. It's none of your business.
At home. Can I come over? No, I'm not
at home. I'm at Home Goods. Leave me alone. That's where I want to be left alone. Call me, man.
That was good.
That was good.
No, I hear
That's
you.
Why. I'm hiding at places like that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, man. Yeah, big spoiler alert. Spoiler. I'm at Home Goods.
Spoiler alert. I'm at TJ Maxx.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, G?
All right. Do you let people track you or follow you on your location? You have advice for this girl?
No.
Not at all?
No, absolutely not. First of all, I don't even know how to use the tracking app.
Come on.
Me and Saucy Sandra went to the Ludacris concert at State Fair Park. Mm-hmm. We both tried sharing our location. I didn't know where the hell she was.
We were on opposite
sides of the park.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her.
So it didn't even work for you.
This app.
So, yeah, Amanda, so that might have been a you problem.
Is it
Amanda,
user?
Yeah, that might have been a you problem. Mm-hmm.
User error for
State
sure.
State Fair Park is like one line back and forth.
With a couple branches.
So, I don't know how you can walk up girl. And down 20 times.
I don't think Life 360 had anything to do with that one.
I think you were the problem.
Well, I have directions anyway, so that's fine.
Okay. Come on. He's so nice. And adorable. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I should have invited him on the show to talk about it because, DZ, I slid into the DMs of a local meteorologist and I meant it.
And you said we all know him?
Yes, everybody Annie knows
married?
Him.
Andy's Brad,
married.
Don't do that.
His wife's beautiful.
No, who, when, where, why?
Let me scroll down and find the message here somewhere. Where is this? Where I slid in. Oh, here it is. Mark Baden from WISN Channel 12.
Shout out MB.
No, Mark Baden is the nicest. He's married. He's the nicest guy. He's been around as long as I have, if not longer, in this city.
For sure.
And he is, ironically, friends with my neighbor, Powder.
Is he really?
Yes. So they golf together. So it's such a small world, right?
Nah.
So anyway, so I kind of, you know, we know him through the industry, but I also know him through my neighbor.
Through friends, yeah.
So when I was online the other day, I saw those reels. Did you see the trend where people were singing the Four Non Blondes? But it's a remix of the Four Non Blondes with what, Nicki Minaj or Cardi or so. You know, wake up in the morning and I step outside and then it's like, bees ain't blue.
That trend missed my algorithm. I'm blank.
It's
sorry.
It's got all these celebrities and they're singing to this Four Non Blondes remake song. There, some of them are rapping. It's the whole thing. So
okay.
I slid into his DMs and I sent him the reel. And I said, hey, Mark,
would you ever consider
doing this reel with me as a collab? Because I don't know if you'd be down for doing the language because he would have to say all the naughty words.
All the naughty words?
I'm talking the naughtiest of words.
Why don't you say the naughty words?
Because it's funnier. I say them all the time. It's funnier if Mark Baden says them.
True.
Nobody cares if I cuss.
If the man with
He's
the suit
the funny,
on TV telling us
funny.
The weather. Yeah,
so
that'd
I
be
said,
funnier.
Come on, Mark. The city would love it.
Yeah, they
and
would.
And then I said, if not, I totally understand. He said, Allie, I'm sure it would be a blast, but there's no way my management would be okay with this.
Ah, boo.
So he says, sorry. And I go, totally get it, Mark Baden. But you know I'm crazy, so it was worth a shot, which he laughed at. And he's like, come on. Powder said you're not crazy at all. And I said, all lies.
Powder's lying.
and Powder didn't say that. Powder said I was crazy. I know my neighbors. So you guys, I thought that'd be hysterical. I tried to slide in to Mark Baden's DMs and ask him to do a collab with me with a very naughty word, and he wouldn't do it. Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah,
I understand.
I don't either.
But because TV people are so serious.
They kind of got to be.
I hate to say it.
But they got to be.
Yeah, they're very serious. So
they're polished, if you will.
Yeah, they're not going to get on and that. It would be funny. The city would think it was hysterical if he did it, but I understand why their agents
and
their bosses are like, you can't do that. You wear a suit on the news every day.
They wear
we don't
collars
want you to, be
to
fun.
Work. You know what I'm saying? They
yeah,
wear
you're right.
collars.
It's like a golf course with collared golf course.
Their shirts
right.
are tucked in 90% of their day.
Dang it.
Right? And the only weatherman that I could think
the city
of that like had fun.
It.
Yeah, the city would have loved it, but then you got to do a dance.
Then
with
with him instead. I'm not going to call Rob Haswell or something.
So, nah, you got to do some dance and make him like the dancing weatherman out of like North Carolina, whoever that is, that went viral a few years back and now has a huge following.
But he otherwise, can do that on his own.
They can't do none of that cursing stuff, right? It makes sense.
I know.
It makes sense.
I'm
we could
so
do it.
Sad.
We could do
I'm
it.
So sad.
For the most part.
Well, Mark Baton turned me down, guys. But it wasn't what you were thinking. Oh, well. All right. Well, we got to get into Am I the Jerk? And this one today involves leaving your friends on vacation.
Uh-oh.
And after that, dumpster fire dating.
Uh-oh.
Are we ready?
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so they want to know if they're the jerks for leaving their friend on vacation.
I do not understand what that means at all.
Am I the jerk for leaving our friend behind on vacation? You can always email us. Some of these are crazy. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs. I took Owen to the doctor yesterday afternoon, the dermatologist.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my gosh, your Am I the Jerks are crazy.
Yes, they are.
And I said, I know. And she goes, there's so many. And she wanted to like go down
the
single
rabbit hole.
One with me on
don't,
them.
Don't
and
do it.
Owen kept going, we're here for me.
Hey.
We're here for me. And I was like, but we're talking about Am I the Jerk? And she wants to talk.
Let's
she was
refocus.
Like, yeah, she was like, Allie, I heard when you didn't know what to do with the headphones. It was, I mean, we were deep into Am I the Jerk.
We had time today.
People love it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for leaving their friend behind on vacation.
Okay.
All right, Allie and DZ. My friends and I all went on a cruise in the Caribbean, and one of our friends doesn't know how to handle her alcohol. She got drunk, was annoying everyone, driving everyone crazy.
Okay.
She became abusive to the staff and was demanding drinks and food nonstop.
Okay, she was one of them.
Yeah, we were just embarrassed. Finally, she caused such a problem in the middle of the night when we were all sleeping, they kicked her off the cruise.
Dang.
She had to get off at the next stop, and they told us we could stay, so we did.
Hey, yo.
We left her in Cozumel.
Y'all left her in another country?
Stop it.
Y'all left her in another country.
We didn't even care about it. We did not feel bad. Are we the jerks for leaving our friend on vacation? They left her in Mexico.
I don't know about jerks. Y'all definitely aren't friends.
Cozumel's nice. I've been there.
That don't matter. That's a whole nother place. And you got kicked off the cruise and your people just said, hey, that's on you. Get home. Bye.
Oh, my God.
You got left in another country. It's not like y'all were in the Dells chilling, right? No, bro. You got left in another country.
Are they the jerks for leaving their friends behind on vacation? Hey, what should we name her? Don't care, Diana?
Don't care, Diana's good.
Don't
I like
care,
it.
Donna.
Don't care, Donna. Don't care, Donna. All right.
Don't care, Donna.
Honestly,
this is a tough one because if you're acting like that and I have paid for a very nice vacation and you're ruining it, that's upsetting. But I cannot imagine leaving someone close to me who I would travel with behind. Like, that's also strange too, right?
That part. Exactly. And you guys made a commitment to travel with each other.
Yeah.
Now you're leaving her behind. I get that she might have wilded it out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? Sure. That is that the best of trips for everybody? Mm-hmm. If you got one friend that's tripping, for sure not.
Yeah.
But then they got kicked off. I hate to say it. One of y'all should have stayed with her. One, and that this isn't no solutions,
so?
But this is what makes it the jerk that everybody was like, bye, we gonna keep enjoying our time.
Yeah.
That's bogus. Y'all not friends.
I don't know. Part of me is like, man, if I was on, I'm trying to picture, I'm imagining this with people I don't know, and I need to imagine it with some of my closest friends.
That's
and
what
go,
I'm thinking.
Would I really leave one of them in Cozumel, Mexico?
Would you?
Just don't think I would. I think
would
I agree with you.
I wouldn't go on a cruise with people I'm not necessarily that close
That's
with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going on a trip, but who knows, though? It could have been friends of, like, so let's say me and you and Aaron go on a cruise, and you're like, you know what? Some of our homies are going to come. I'm like, some of mine. And they're my friends. And
becomes
you know
a bigger
them,
trip.
But they're not your best. And
sure.
You don't know them like that. You
sure.
Just know them through me. And then all of a sudden, my friend starts wiling out. You're going to be like, bye.
Yeah.
I honest to God.
But I would expect you to go with him.
Okay.
I hate to say it. Like, you're
so
my people, but like, hey, go check that. Go check them.
The one.
The one should have been the one because, yes, if your one friend starts wiling, whoever that person is closest to needed to check that early. The reason I'm saying jerk is because y'all let them wild out.
Yeah.
Why did nobody grab them by the neck at first
right.
and go, hey, you're tripping. You're going to get us kicked off this Cruz.
Don't Care Donna just didn't care.
They just didn't care.
No, we don't know if it's a specific friend-to-friend ratio or like if it's a friend group from high school and it was one of them. We don't know. We don't know anything.
It was rude that y'all got on the cruise and didn't make that pact of like, hey, we're going to watch each other. It's all inclusive. We got to make sure somebody's hydrated at all times, okay?
Somebody said call her Cruisin' Christine. Somebody else called her Cruisin' Kathy above that. Cruisin' Kathy isn't the jerk. How big of a booty head you got to be to get kicked off an entire cruise, honestly?
You have to wild it out for sure.
Somebody said, not the jerk, natural consequences. Jen in Vegas, who listens on the Odyssey app, texted that in. Yes, girl.
Who let you wild out, right? I get that we're all adults and we all control our own, but who didn't pull you aside and go, hey, yo, you good?
Nicole said, jerk, never leave a friend behind no matter what.
Thank you.
Somebody said, I'd say not the jerk. She was just facing the consequences of her own actions. Why should anyone else have to suffer because she got belligerently drunk? Wow. Okay, it's going to be all over today.
It is.
And I see this. Is she the jerk for leaving her friend behind on the cruise? Cruisin' Christine, Cruisin' Kathy, whatever you want to call her. Don't Care Donna.
Don't Care Donna with all the middle names of the cruises.
We'll talk to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You guys are killing me with the names Ditch and Debbie, Fake Friend Felicia.
wait. That's a good one, though.
Fake Friend Felicia.
I love it.
You guys are so funny. Ebony, our girl, texted in. She said, to be honest, of course, I just lost it because you guys are texting in like crazy. She said, to be honest, it takes so much to book these things.
She did PTO
or vacation
taking time
from
off.
Work. Yep. Not the jerk, hun, because baby, you most definitely are way too grown. Yeah, because people go through so much, you know, to go on a cruise and to spend money. Are they the jerks for leaving their friend behind on a cruise? She got belligerent, she got drunk, she got kicked off, and they kept going.
You
got
to be really belligerent to get kicked off a cruise in another country.
They left her in Cozumel.
That's Mexico, y'all. That's Mexico.
Should we go to Shelly on the East Side, who has a theme song but no theme song?
The themeless theme song?
Yeah, the old only one. Hey, Shelly.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Are they, is Ditch and Debbie the jerk, or fake friend Felicia the jerk for leaving her friend in Mexico?
I actually had this situation happen to me.
No way. You're kidding.
I had a very close. I had a friend do like Dance Revolution through the airport, you know, security check, and I had to pay the flight attendant's money to get this girl on a plane.
Dance Revolution.
Why are you
the
talking
game?
You're talking in code.
Right.
What do you mean?
She was fooling around dancing through security?
Like, she was dancing through security.
Okay.
I mean, she was wasted.
She was drunk. She was being obnoxious at TSA, which they're hardcore. Take off your shoes! We've all seen that one.
Don't take off your shoes now. Oh, I don't know. What do I do? Okay.
You talk about the anxiety.
She was wilding. Dancing through drunk,
yeah,
and got kicked off.
But I would have felt awful if I would have left her.
So you're saying jerk?
You're saying jerk?
Yep, jerk.
Oh, so wait, so you stayed with her? Oh,
I did.
Dang.
Well, I got her on the plane. We made it. But
she did say she had to pay to get her on the plane. Mm-hmm. Basically, get her out of airport jail. If y'all know what that means.
Out of airport jail.
She had to pay the bail for the airport jail. Yes. Shelly, am I wrong?
Look, Shelly, all I know is I want you to be my friend, okay? Thank you very much. Have a great day, Shelly. Goodbye.
Much love. Bye.
She said jerk. What? Caleb is in Sheboygan next. Are they the jerks for leaving their friend behind on a cruise? They left her in Mexico. She got kicked off. Crazy.
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
What up?
Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Ooh-wee.
Flat out? Those are your people.
And I'm going to get some backlash for this. I know it.
Why?
So I deal with this, whoever's listening to the radio this morning, I deal with this on a regular weekend basis everywhere I go.
With
what
friends?
What do you mean? So, your friends do this?
Aside from my t-shirt stuff, I'm also in a motorcycle club with a bunch of older men. I'm one of the youngest ones.
Okay.
And
so people get together, they drink.
When they get too crazy and too rowdy, they get to a point where they're not going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm not going to babysit a middle-aged man or whoever the case is.
Amen.
Or woman.
Dude, we're all adults here.
We're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to babysit somebody and ruin my peace on the few days that I have off.
Dang.
He's like, I'm on vacation. You're an adult. Yes. That's such a dude. Figure it out,
but
my
you
guy.
Don't, Caleb, you don't feel a sense of responsibility to go, hey, man, you know, you're doing a little too much. Maybe you want to settle down and then let them be at all to at least give them the notion?
You're not going to be able to reason with a drunk person.
I have tried.
You've tried. Okay.
And all you get is backlash.
He's saying it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
He's saying it's not worth it.
Heard.
Just let them go and let them be drunk. And when they wake up, they can deal with the consequences.
With the blowback.
Because you trying to control this person who has a drinking issue is not going to work, is what he's saying.
Heard.
1,000%. I always look at it as it's a tomorrow problem.
Mm. Well, and honestly,
we all get lit,
right? Vacation is wild, but if you're getting kicked off a cruise, you might need to talk to somebody.
Listen, if it's all inclusive, I'm going to be inclusive, okay?
Know,
but you're going to need to include me in the water, too.
Yeah, but you would be passed out before you would not be at the point where this chick was out.
True.
Okay, that's
true.
I'm saying, right?
All right, Caleb, he says not the jerk. I'm not babysitting no grown-up.
We're split down the middle for leaving your friend on vacation. Thanks for calling, Caleb.
Thank you, guys.
Let him hang love. Peace.
All right, let's go to Julian Oak Creek, then. She does have a theme song. She called 5 days in a row.
Got her stuff right. You
and
know
now
what I'm saying?
She's got to be the tiebreaker for leaving your friend behind on vacation.
Better her than us.
Wow. Julie.
Hola.
I just want you to know that Oak Creek has already requested us for next year for the 4th of July parade, and we see you, Oak Creek, and we're coming. So thank
you. There,
we'll see you again, OC.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Julie, because we met Julie at the parade last year.
The homie.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk? You're the tiebreaker.
Not the jerk.
Oh, I was like, what are you waiting for? You don't know yet?
Was she drum rolling? I thought she was drum rolling in the back. Building the dramatics.
She's leaving them, dude.
Leaving them. Not the jerk. Forget them.
Ooh, go on.
Same reason.
Ridiculously expensive.
True.
I am not using my hard-earned money to sit back with somebody who's too stupid to handle themselves.
Okay, now does it change it if it wasn't a cruise? You've already answered not the jerk, but if you were closer to home, say you guys are a weekend getaway, would you leave them or would you bring them with when they're wilding?
Well, that's not the situation, dude.
It's not, but in theory, you're just comfortable leaving your friend in another country?
We're adults, and if I paid $2,000 for a cruise, you're out, my guy. You're out.
Hey, listen, I can't say I disagree, but woo!
You're not ruining my vacay, that's for sure. I would call and check on you,
and
but you know.
I'd call and check on you. Sober up.
Yeah. Hey, did you make it out of Mexico yet? Nah, we still at sea. I'm glad you're home.
Oh, you haven't been able to get a hold of us? We were at sea. That's why. We had no internet. My bad.
We was with the Cabana Boys. Our bad.
You know what? We'll meet you at the airport since we'll all be arriving back at the same time.
Oh, Lord. All right. Heard.
All right, Julie said.
No service on the ship. Sorry.
Whoops. Sorry.
Not the jerk. All right, Julie. Love you. Talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye. Wow.
Not the jerk for leaving your friend behind on a cruise.
Y'all leaving the homies. That's a friend, that's not funny. A best friend. It's
no,
a regular
not
friend.
Not at all. We have to give away tickets, and then we've got to get into dumpster fire dating, and we have an amazing voice message that one of our regulars left. It's hysterical. She went off.
She went off?
Oh, she went off about the topic the other day where a woman tried to hit on you through me.
The target lady.
The target lady. So wait till I play this voice message. It's so funny. So anyway, a lot happening on the show, but first things first.
What's up?
Today we have Jeff Dunham tickets. He's the ventriloquist.
He talks like this with all of his puppets.
Uh-huh. And he's got a lot of puppets. He's been around forever. He's like an icon in this world.
He really is. He's the only ventriloquist I think of in my mind.
I can't think of anyone else besides Jeff Dunham.
Can't name another one, even if you paid me.
He's coming to the Miller High Life Theater on December 30th. So we've been taking Caller 30 all week. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. Last chance of the week. You're going to see Jeff Dunham at the Miller High Life Theater. We're making your holiday plans for you. You're welcome.
Here we are.
Good luck. Kiss FM. We got to go to Julian in Milwaukee. I could not believe he's on the phone right now. He loves to call one of our regulars.
I'm talking about theme song.
Julian, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
What's up, dog?
Dude, you are caller 30, Julian.
Let's go. Woo! So many songs going at once.
I love it when our regulars win. Julian, you literally what?
Call in for every single ticket that you guys offer. And when you guys say persistent,
yep.
That literally is what it is. Because it's like, I'll get caller 24 of 30, or I'll be like three numbers off. And literally, I just called in last
Julian.
Minute.
Oh, really? You called last minute and got through today.
You
That's
got luck.
Funnier.
Hey, persistence even in luck.
I was in the yard and then ended up jumping in a truck while I heard last minute. And I was like, let me go.
Hey.
Julian, you're going to see Jeff Dunham, but you have to talk like a ventriloquist. Yeah. We're waiting.
Best ventriloquist voice?
Go ahead.
Ventriloquist voice. Thank you guys very much.
This is my
we'll take it.
It worked. It worked,
we'll
Julian.
We'll take it, Julian. You
you're
got
definitely
him, dog.
Going. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
And now you have plans over the Christmas holiday. See?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Perfect birthday present.
Perfect birthday present.
Julian's birthday is on Christmas, everybody.
This man's a Christmas miracle.
I didn't realize you were a Christmas baby, Julian, but now I know.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Do you guys learn something every day about your regulars?
We sure do.
That is true.
We sure do.
That is true. Thank you, man.
All right, Julian. Love you. Talk to you later.
Congrats.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Love, peace.
Bye. All right, coming up next, DZ.
What up?
It's dumpster fire dating. Mm-hmm. Did I go out with OB last night? What happened with Orphan Boy?
Did you? You were supposed to.
And the message left by one of our regulars after they heard someone was trying to hit on you and did not care you had a wife.
I wasn't even there.
Wait till you hear this voice message. You can always leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. You go and you follow Kiss FM 103.7 Kiss FM in Milwaukee. Right on the Listen Live page, there's a send a voice message. You can always send us messages. And we're going to play one next. It's so funny, dude.
Oh, yes.
Somebody went off. Off.
Off.
And dumpster fire dating as well is coming up. Hold on, everybody. All right. So if you heard earlier in the week, I finally brought it on the air. At first, I wasn't even going to tell Aaron and DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM, by the way. I wasn't even going to tell you guys that this woman at Target told me her friend is in love with you and her friend does not care that you're married.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which then in turn set me off, obviously.
It's triggering to some degree.
One,
maybe you'd understand with your history.
These are my friends. And two, I've been cheated on in my marriage. So don't
so
say
you
stuff like that
about,
to me.
Brett.
But anyway.
Were they serious though? For real?
Yes,
for real?
Like
it wasn't
was
a
like,
ha-ha joke?
She kept saying my friend loves DZ and I was like, ha-ha. That's so sweet.
Yeah, we all
no,
love
he
DZ.
Thinks he's so hot. Ha ha, that's so cute. And then she went,
no, for
and
real.
Finally, after it went on for a while, I said, he's married, you know? And she goes, she don't care. And I went, oh, hell no. Now you lost me.
Now you're
now I'm irritated.
Now you're a random.
So we talked about it on the air and how triggering it was. It set everybody off that these people were, you know, somebody would be so just blunt and rude towards somebody and disrespectful towards somebody else's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who left us a voice message on the Odyssey app?
Who?
OG Lori. And it's hysterical. Listen to this. I gotta play this. Oh my gosh. Why is it not playing?
Oh, no.
Why is it not? Oh, there we go. Why is it not?
Are we plugged in all the way?
We're plugged in. Why do I not hear anything? Here we go. Oh, no. My volume wasn't turned up.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. It's your girl, OG Lori. This thing about this Target chick and DZ got me heated.
Uh-oh.
First of all, let's get it right. This girl, she don't love DZ. She lusts for him. Because if you love somebody, you don't want to destroy their happiness. And you know what? He is happily married and has beautiful babies.
Thank you, Lord.
Why on earth would you want to wreck that?
That part.
These concubines need to be throat punched, and they need to stay in their lane. Okay. Get on Tinder and do something with yourself, because that is just wrong grain.
This is great.
You want to be with this man when you know he's married and has children.
Girl!
You're just a home wrecker.
Girl!
That's it. Have a good day. We love you guys.
Thank you, Lori.
I feel like Lori's an older version of me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
I can
I'm
see
gonna
that.
She's got a good heart, but she'll fight you in a bar if she has to.
If she needs to, listen, she'll throw them hands for sure.
And Lori is such a character, dude.
I appreciate y'all coming to bat
she's
for
so
us.
She's so sweet.
But at the end of the day, also, please respect our marriage. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't fantasize something that's unattainable.
That's
please
fair.
And thank you.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know why this woman thought it was okay to say this to
be
me.
Be respectful.
It's very odd. But Lori, you had me dying with that voice message on the Odyssey app. All right, are we ready for Dumpster Fire?
Yes, we are.
Let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
All right. So did I go out with Orphan Boy?
Did you? You were supposed to.
He asked me out last night. He's
right.
Like, you want to do something on Thursday? And I was like, yeah.
Why not?
And then he said, you want to just go to Pado? I go, okay.
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 We like Pado.
We do both like Pado. But last time I didn't want to go there because he had said something about it. I was like, no, I don't want to be out in public like that with you. No, I don't want to answer questions. I don't want people asking.
Fair.
Because, I mean, I was already out with him one time, and people didn't believe it was him.
Really?
On my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody came up to us and was like, that can't be Orphan Boy. And I was like, that's Orphan
Boy.
And she was like, no way. I was like, oh, that is, actually. It was really funny.
Did she look unimpressed?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
The standards are impossible without the women
people,
in the city.
People will flip and paint a picture of somebody no matter what you could try to tell them. But
totally.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, so then as the day got longer yesterday, I had a very busy day and I got everything done. I even got my nails done. It was on my list. And as I was getting my nails done at 5:30, I started yawning. I'm like, oh no. I'm sitting there in the chair and I'm like, and I'm like, come on, push
and
through.
It's a relaxing little like massage to the hands too, so you really get like, ooh.
Yes, and then I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat dinner, work out, and then I'm going to go meet him.
Yeah.
And so I go home.
Good.
I laid in my bed.
Oh, dude, that's not what you said you were doing.
I did not go work out. I'd already gone on my long walk for the day. I had not gone to the gym, so I was going to go last night.
To the gym or
yoga. And so I was like,
yoga.
Let me go to the gym. That'll give me energy. I'll go out with Orphan Boy after. And I'll feel
great.
I get home 6:30. We were going to meet 7:00, 8:00. I lay down. I'm laying there.
You didn't do dinner.
All of the sudden, the text, I did not even make myself dinner.
Oh,
the
Lord.
Text comes from him. Hey, I need to cancel. I'm like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I'm like, oh, no, I'm so sorry.
You have to
cancel.
I was getting ready.
Oh, no. Okay.
I was just about to get dressed. No.
He's like, rain check. I'm like, sure.
Whenever.
He's like, tomorrow or Saturday. I go, sure.
Wait a second, bro.
So he actually, okay, and I will say, one of the things about this guy is he has a mom who's sick, who's going through stuff. So when he has family stuff, it's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know for a
I'm
fact.
You know what I mean? And if it's not family stuff, and he can cancel. You know, we're friends. But he really does have these moments where I think he just wants to be with his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I gotta go. And I was like, fine. And that was it. So he said, yeah, Friday or Saturday, rain check. I go, okay. And that was it. So we have no plans.
You guys didn't leave anything set?
No rain check actually checked. I can't even decide what I'm doing tonight. I can't decide. I know it sounds horrible. I don't even know if I have. Do I want to go to the Bucks game? Because I'm going on
it's
Sunday. I want to go. It's the Bulls.
Would he want to go to the game?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I want to take him to the game.
I feel that. Listen.
Then I'm going to be at Fiserv with Orphan Boy. Can you imagine?
And then I'm also going to be there. So I'm going to come through and
you're
talk.
You're going to be hosting and then you're going to walk up. Yeah, you know
him.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say something about y'all on the mic for sure.
Oh, God. We're going to be on the kiss cam. I'm going to want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
we don't got a kiss cam, but we'll make one for it.
Well, we should have a Kiss Cam sponsored by Kiss FM.
We should, shouldn't we?
We should have
something
a Kiss
I've
Cam.
Said to people before. We should,
You're
shouldn't
a genius.
We?
We should have a Kiss Cam at the Bucks game sponsored by 103.7 Kiss FM. It's, hard pants.
Yeah.
Hard pants.
This sounds like
you,
an idea.
Hard pants.
Yeah, this sounds like an idea.
What
that,
an amazing idea.
This is crazy. It's like
nobody
it's like
ever
they're
thought
just lacking it or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Kiss FM might be able to just sponsor a Kiss Cam at Pfizer Forum during Bucks games. I think that'd be great.
Hell, do it for the Admirals. I don't care.
I've never said that. I've never said that out loud. No. That's
the
a terrible
sarcasm
idea.
Sarcasm in your voice is so funny right now,
no,
dude.
Okay, here's not sarcasm in my voice.
Yeah. What's up?
Y'all need to rain check.
Me and Orphan Boy?
Yeah, y'all got to rain check.
So
I don't
hang out with them this weekend?
I don't want you guys. No.
I don't even have kids. I could take my kids tonight.
Oh, you could.
I thought about that.
I guess you could.
Because it's even though it's not my weekend, if I say to my ex, let me take him to the Bucks game, he'll go, okay. He's not going to say no. You know what
I
mean?
Why would he?
But
I think you got to rain check and you got to make it an actual established date. Don't just say, hey, we'll rain check. We'll get to it. Because that's what homies do. And then 2 months later, you really
and then
are
we never hang
never
out.
Hanging
and that's
out.
What'll happen with the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
So you got to be more proactive. And then you and I have talked, you know, on air, off air about changing the energy.
Yeah.
This is part of changing the energy, being more proactive.
Oh, you're right, actually. I thought of you yesterday.
Oh, thank
changing
you.
The energy.
Did you?
Because I sat down.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times I've been doing this, I've been taking different roads. I've been trying to change the energy for multiple reasons. We're going to actually talk about next week on the show that we didn't get to. I need to change the energy in my life because I don't like the people I keep running into. So when I went to get my nails done, she's like, do you want cat eye? I never get cat eye. I was like, I don't even like it. And I looked at it. I go, actually, I do today.
What's cat eye?
I mean, exactly. It's a type of nail polish. That's all. It just has, like, you see the line through it.
Oh, yeah. That
it,
little,
reflective.
Shimmer
it's
glare.
Just, it's a style of nails.
Cool. It
so
looks
she,
cool.
She goes, you want it? I go, I do. I'm telling you, never would I get cat eye before. And I was like, because we're changing the energy.
Here we are.
And she's painting my nails. And I'm like, yep, that's it. That'll do it.
Cat eye.
That'll do it.
New
we
alley.
Changing the energy.
Hurt.
And down to my nails.
Keep
you know what
it.
I mean? I keep doing things differently, trying to change the energy until it's officially changed.
Keep changing it. Because I think normally.
But you're right about the proactive.
Normally, you might allow, you know, whatever to happen. But if you'd like to hang out and if you've got some time and you find a pocket, I think be more proactive and shoot a shot. Right? Whether it actually goes in or not, rather than letting it just be the text of, hey, I'm on my way back from Chicago, ball's in your court. No, you keep the ball in your court and you keep dribbling.
Keep dribbling. You're so funny.
For, you know what I mean by that, too.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Be proactive.
Be proactive and keep dribbling.
Run point.
I get that.
Run point.
I wasn't a point guard.
You want more sportsy analogies?
I'm tall. I was a center, okay? I was not sitting there. I was a forward.
Fine. Then turn around and back it up in the paint, girl. Get to the hole. How many more sports analogies you want?
I understand that one. I'll back it up. I got that one. I can't believe we're talking about New Year's Eve. Are you kidding me right now?
We don't got to. Yeah, but we got to.
No, we got to because I want to talk about this. Guess who has turned down doing New Year's Eve this year because he's got a better gig?
Got a better gig than New Year's Eve?
Uh-huh.
New Year's Eve is lit. Who's turning down New Year's Eve?
Snoop.
Uncle Unc?
Yes! Snoop is turning... Listen, there's...
Snoop Dogg.
You guys are going to love this, though.
Doggy
why?
Doggy dog.
Mm-hmm. So Snoop, I guess... Listen, I got to be honest, EZ. I don't watch the New Year's Eve specials anymore. Do you?
I do.
You do?
I
don't even have cable. How do you watch them?
Like,
you have cable?
We got YouTube TV.
There it
and
is.
And then before
yeah.
YouTube TV, we did have cable.
Yeah.
And I grew up always watching the ball drop in New York or wherever everybody else's fireworks shows. I kind of like it. I like watching the celebration from around the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that. It's a core memory from when I was a kid, like watching all these New Year's Eve shows.
From around, yeah.
So Snoop, I guess, had been doing that, but he had to turn it down. But you guys are not going to be mad about it because guess why he turned down New Year's Eve?
Snoop is lit. I want Snoop at everything.
I know. They're bringing him back, get this,
for
the Winter Olympics.
Hey,
you remember how funny he was at the Olympics when he was doing all, I mean, he went viral for his commentary at the Olympics.
The first time he was at the Olympics was, I think, like like summer of 2020.
Yeah.
And it was a small role. You saw snippets, little commercials mm-hmm. here and there, and everybody loved it. Mm-hmm. I mean, loved it. But it wasn't even about Kevin Hart. I hate to say it, but it wasn't even about Kevin Hart.
Funny man,
yeah, that's you. But Snoop carried.
Yeah.
And Snoop really built a role for mm-hmm. himself. He's always been involved in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes sense. So
he's always a football coach. Yep, yep. They said that
he turned down.
He decided this is exactly what he said.
Because
they had been Snoop Dogg's New Year's Eve special. Well, that got shelved, and when they asked him why he wasn't doing it, he said, listen, I already got stuff going on with NBC, and the Olympics are getting in the way because they're both on Peacock. It's not even like he's fighting with
the same network.
Because remember, when he blew up at the Olympics, then NBC said, we want him for more.
Yeah.
We want him for more.
Oh, that's why they brought him in 2024.
Exactly. So now we have the Winter Olympics coming up, which I'm sure none of us are even aware of, which is funny, but they are. They're coming up in Italy.
I'll watch the half pipe.
The 2026 Winter Olympics will pop up. We'll be like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Woo, yeah.
I knew it was slalom. Yes, yes.
But I love that they're bringing Snoop back to the Olympics for the Winter Olympics. It's going to be really funny. And then he said, you dig.
Oh, we dig. We shovel. We
I'm
all
surprised
that.
You watch the. I wonder if any. Do you guys watch the New Year's Eve shows anymore? I want to know. 414-533-1037. Because, DZ, some people, it's probably nostalgic for mm-hmm. them. Some people are probably like, I've never watched the New Year's Eve, you know, countdown. And some people are out partying.
Yeah.
Somebody just the other day said to me, Allie, we met you at Olympia back in the day.
Olympia.
When you used to do the New Year's Eve show. I said, oh, my God.
Said, girl, memories unlocked.
I was pre-kids.
I said, I'm sorry.
I was like 20. I'm sorry for all my behaviors.
Gee, no, I genuinely agree, though. Some people don't care to watch it. Or they're already asleep. With kids, here's the thing. It's really nice when halfway across the world at 8 p.m., somebody's doing a ball drop. Because then guess who's celebrating? Woo, Happy New Year! Mm-hmm.
That's the kid trick.
And then they go to bed, right? Then the parents do whatever.
I have a video of me doing that with Owen and Hudson at like 8 p.m. when they were 4 and 6, and they really thought it was the midnight. I was like, yeah, it's midnight. Woo, go to bed.
Night-night. You made it to midnight. Good job.
Let's go to the phones and see what our callers are going to say. You can call or text 414-533-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
That's your girl, OG Lori.
Hey, OG. Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
All right, you watching the New Year's Eve shows, or are you partying, you asleep? What are you doing on New Year's Eve?
Well, I watched them when I was a kid, watched them when I had kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's just party. Go out and party.
I don't wait for it like I used to, you know? And if I see it, I enjoy it, but I see it back online.
And here,
because we have so much online now.
Here's the thing. I grew up always being at a house party from when I was with family, from when me and Aaron got together and started doing our own things. I like to host New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is a big celebration, has always been for my family, for my culture, for a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. So when
some people call it amateur hour, you know, and they think it's all the people that like to party out of nowhere.
Nope.
It's like an excuse all of the sudden.
It's
you know?
Not. No, it's not. I mean, for some people, it
just depends, you know, on the year, whatever, how you're feeling. I literally, one New Year's Eve, we went out for dinner at 5, hit the bar at 7 p.m. I didn't get home until 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
Good Lord,
what?
Lori.
Lori, I thought she was in bed
by
10.
Nope. 2 p.m. next day.
Girl.
On January 1st.
We literally, because we lived in Milwaukee on the south side, we literally were just walking down the street, South 13th Street, hitting every bar on every corner.
Hell and every house in between, too, because, you was out there.
Dog.
Lori, we know.
I can see you on Oklahoma Avenue.
I get that.
Living your best life.
She said on 13th,
absolutely.
Baby.
Sorry. And
amazing.
I was. I lived on 12th in Oklahoma and 12th in Cleveland.
That's where DZ's Colombian spot is now that he took me to 13th in Oklahoma, right?
20th.
Oh, 20th in Oklahoma.
Close enough.
That was the old Fritz's Pub.
Yep. She knows.
Lori, I love you so much, dude. You have you and Roger in Milwaukee. You too.
They know it all.
The history of this
they
city,
know
let
it
me
all,
tell
baby.
You, in the bag. All right, Lori, thanks for calling.
Sure. Love you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
We're talking about New Year's Eve, and do you care? Snoop Dogg said he's not going to be doing it this year. He's going to be doing the Winter Olympics instead, and that's fine because I didn't even realize he did a ball drop.
I'm not saddened by this because there's so many different ball drops. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be
missed.
Well,
you've got the Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen one with all the Andy Cohen Bravo fans. A lot of the girls my age go to that one, people, you know, because they want in. The Andy Cohen, Anderson Cooper one. Yep. Then you've got the Snoop one. That's a whole nother demographic.
Yep.
Then you got, I don't even know if you got the, still got the Carson Dailies. I have no idea.
And then
you throw
in the Telemundos and the Univisions right there, and you all of a sudden got a whole mix. There is too many to go around. I think Snoop's focus and his team's focus should be the Olympics. Yeah. I support. But as far as watching the ball drop, there was always a TV on at every house party we was at since then, since conception. So
that's
now,
funny.
Of course, we want to watch it. It's
Natalie
like
in Grafton is 36 years old, she said, and she said it was the best living in California and watching the ball drop at 9 p.m. and go to bed. Now I dread waiting until 11, but I still do it.
You still do it.
Dang. Shelly said New Year's Day is where it's at. Walski's is open for 24 hours.
Good to know.
And has oysters at 7 a.m.
Oh, I don't want no oysters at 7 a.m., dog. I don't need no aphrodisiac at 7 a.m. Y'all are wild.
All right, 414-533-1037. You doing New Year's Eve? You care about the ball drop? What are you doing? I need to know your plans now. Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about New Year's Eve and how Snoop had to announce that he is not doing a ball drop this year because he got picked up again for the Olympics in 2026.
I love it.
And we're entering the Winter Olympics in Italy. I didn't know until he said, hey, I'm coming to that instead, guys.
Yeah.
I'm coming. So we support that. But now we're talking about New Year's. You said you love to have it on the TV. I think it's a little outdated at this point.
It is.
But, you know, if that's your jam and it brings back all the nostalgia, go for it.
Yeah, it just feels like routine. And if we don't do it, I almost feel weird. Even if we're just sitting at home, not doing nothing, I'm going to watch a ball drop.
Let's see what Bella in Kenosha does. She's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row. Bella.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Do you watch a ball drop? What are you guys doing, you and your hubby?
Yes, I do like to watch the ball drop. Back in the day, you know, pre-marriage, I used to go out with my girls all the time, and then we got bored of, like, where are we going to go this year? What are we going to do? Yeah. So we started, like, we planned every New Year's. We're going to be at my house. We're going to do tapas and drink and play games.
Turns into a big thing.
Yeah.
And always, there's a lot of pressure.
Me and my one girl.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, but now she's coming up. My best friend moved away. She lives in Texas, but she's coming up this year just to spend New Year's with us.
Wait, that's cool.
No offense, Bella, but somebody's doing something way cooler than you. Brandy in New Berlin, Texas.
Cooler than tapas and drinks?
Listen, she said, I'm going to New York for New Year's Eve.
Oh, you just had to flex on
bucket list.
Yeah,
she said,
flex.
My mom, sister, and my 4-year-old got a hotel in Times Square, and our view will see the ball drop.
What?
Room service, fluffy robes, and not freezing or peeing in a diaper like the people on the square.
Nice.
How did I not realize that was a bucket list item to do that. That sounds like a dream.
And it's, I can't
Times Square?
Listen, the hotel probably cost thousands.
A lot.
No, thousands.
That's the whole trip.
Because normally a hotel's 500 to 1,000 in time. You can't even, so to do it on New Year's Eve with the ball, it's got
holiday upcharge.
Brandy, text me how much you spent on that. I need to know.
If you're comfortable, girl, because I know that was bread.
I don't care if you're comfortable. Tell me how much you spent on it.
Worth it, though. That's worth it.
That's a bucket list.
I do that.
That's like a Super Bowl, you know what I mean?
Because I would stand out in Times Square with a diaper on to be there to watch the ball drop. I'd also go luxury and go, oh, wait, there are hotels really close by.
Right. All right. I would
make friends with somebody.
I'd make
friends.
Stay
at their house.
Jinx. Thanks. Jinx to the Thanks for calling, Bella.
You're
love, fam. Bye.
Somebody said, have you guys seen Snoop narrating Animal Planet? I have, and it's hysterical.
Snoop doing anything is great.
It's so funny. He's just funny.
Snoop makes kid music now? Oh, I love it. Our boys listen to it.
I met him in Vegas when I lived there, and I was on the radio there, and it was one of the best days ever, and I've told this story 1,000 times, but I'll tell it again. He walked into the radio station in the basement, and he goes, this is the smoke room. Somebody go get my red bag out the car. And I was like, is this about to happen?
The red bag?
Is this about to happen?
The red bag?
And they come back with the biggest duffel bag I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, is this about to go down? And right as I'm thinking I'm going to get to actually hang out with Snoop, they go, oh, he's got a flight. He's got to go.
Bye.
They took the red bag and nothing ever happened. Because we spent so long interviewing him, I wanted to cry.
No.
I was like, come back.
Snoop.
Bring the red bag and come back. What's in the red bag?
Snoop, we never found out what was in the red bag.
I need to see the red bag.
We got to get you to the Olympics.
It was the biggest duffel bag you've ever seen, and nobody's surprised by that.
I know, not surprised at all.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just surprised the red bag wasn't there from the beginning. You know what I mean?
It was in the car. That's why he said, somebody go get my red bag out right. the car.
I feel like Snoop's the type to get out with the red bag.
He had to make sure we were cool, because okay. he had to walk into the radio station, meet everybody, and then he was like, you know what? Go get my red bag out the car.
You said it was Vegas, no?
It was, yeah.
See, different times, because I was going to say Vegas is different, it but it is. Was di- now, it's different
it's
times.
Different. Yeah,
different
I mean, times. I've been here 20 years, so I was yeah. in my early 20s. So it was, you know, yeah, I was talking to Snoop. I was like 23. Isn't that funny?
Love a good Snoop story.
Ah, that's my Snoop story. But anyway, he's not doing New Year's. He's going to be narrating the Olympics again, and we're here for it, and that's all.
I'm all here for it.
Good news on a Friday, as far as I'm concerned.
That part. Wepa.
Wepa. Oh, did you see what arrived?
I saw.
Look what has come in. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Yesterday around this time, I told you about the problem I was having with my car.
Yeah, your tire.
With a tire, the air was going out of my tire, and then we had all these people call in to 414-533-1037 and give ideas on, you know, because I don't like putting air in my tires, so I wanted to borrow your air pump.
It freaks you out a little bit.
It does, because I've deflated two tires.
Yeah. You thought I had my air pump, which we discovered mm-hmm. we don't, because my wife let a coworker borrow it, and he hasn't given it back to her yet.
Well, he needs to give it back, because I needed it. Well, not anymore, because I bought this. It's 40% off. I got it for $39.99.
Now I'm about to be borrowing yours. That thing looks nice.
I know. It's like the size of like a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it on my social media, but this little thing is going to blow air. It's going to put air in my tires.
It is.
What is this thing called?
Astro AI.
Astro AI.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. Astroai.
It's a portable car air pump. And I almost feel like in Wisconsin, we all need one, because mine went down when it got cold mm-hmm. and it kept going. And I'm so sick of the notification saying I need air in my tires when they're not right. even that bad. So I just want to go out there and use it now. And then I want to report back and tell everybody. But DZ, you have to do it.
Why do I got to do it?
I don't want to do it.
I'm not using that thing for the first time.
Yes, you are.
If I use it, it's mine.
I won't.
You got to buy another one.
The hell? No. I just
User's rights.
I sent you the link, and if you don't buy one, I'll get you one for Christmas. How's that? Okay.
Fine, I'll wait for Christmas.
Good. Well, tell me now so I can buy it while it's on sale.
Say less. No.
I think we all know what DZ's getting for Christmas, everybody.
All jokes aside, okay. I will use it, because I am nerdy like that, especially with new stuff.
You like new stuff.
I like new stuff. I like technology. I like the toys, and I know I said technology wrong, bro. But listen,
do we have to charge
that
this?
Thing is cool. You should probably charge it first to make sure it's
before
got a little
we put
bit of
air
juice.
In.
My best advice with any piece of tech is to charge it fully first before you end up using it. In some cases, if you don't charge it fully first before use, you void the warranty. You got
to
be careful with that.
Then I'll just lie to them if they ask.
You got
to
be careful with that. I don't want to say a lot, but in some cases with new tech, stuff like that, they say you got to charge it first, run first, and then. That's the wrong side.
What do you mean? Charge it?
Yeah, you got to you plug that side in to charge it, and then that's got to go
gotta
into,
put this side
into
in.
A nugget. Correct.
Got it. Into a block or whatever.
Because that's technically a battery pack, too. Now that I'm realizing what you just did, you technically have an air pump, a light, and a battery pack all in one. That thing is kind of nice.
What an Astro AI. It's an air pump. It's a little portable air pump for your car. And this is not like the ones people have. These are the smaller than the normal ones.
Yeah, that thing is very, very small. Imagine an old school brick phone like the Nokias.
I feel so much safer now, because I constantly have this where my tires, when it gets cold, they go down. Like, you know, the PSI, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You told me yesterday what it stands for.
Pounds per square inch.
Yeah, every time it goes down, like my car holds 35 in the tire. So now it's down to 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And it keeps going, you know, but I know they're okay, but I can only push it so long.
You're
I
need still to put in the
air
30s.
I'm still in the 30s, but yeah. The notification is getting on my nerves now.
It's still on?
Every time I start the car, it's a brand new car, so it comes up and it's like,
ding.
And it says it across it. And then it says the other tire across. Then it says, I mean, it's just annoying. I want it off.
You want it off.
I want the notifications off.
No, I get that. It's nice to have a clean dash when you're driving. Otherwise, yeah. It feels like you got an alert, you know?
I'm excited to learn this. All right, well, little victories will tell you if it worked. How's that? Because we're charging it right now. We'll use it in the next hour.
What's the battery say on it?
And then at the end of the show, what do you mean?
What's on the charger, on the screen? It should have a battery flashing. Does it say it's full? Does it say it's half?
No, it says it's full.
Cool. Then we should be ready to rock.
We should be able to go use it then and try it right now.
Right now.
Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. What you trying to do?
Go put air in my tires.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.